Hi, everybody. We are live on Iowa Public Radio Studio 1. I'm Mark Simmet. Good to see you all here tonight. We're live at the basement at the Des Moines Social Club. Our thanks to the Des Moines Social Club for partnering with IPR and Studio 1 for this fine night of music with Christopher the Conquered tonight. Yeah, we can applaud that.
I feel like everybody's like, are we supposed to make noise or not? I think it's totally okay to make as much noise as you want.
Yes, we are live, but noise is okay. Yeah. All right. What's new in the world of Christopher the Conquered, Chris?
Hi, Mark. What's new? We got a new album coming out. We got a new live album coming out, and we're going on tour in Italy. We're leaving on Sunday. And so we spent the last year making a bunch of stuff, and next year we're going to put it all out. So I don't have any of it here for you right now in terms of music, but I know IPR has been playing a couple of songs off the new studio album, I'm Giving Up on Rock and Roll. It's going to come out next year.
Are you? Are you giving up on rock and roll?
Well, it's symbolic. It's, language.
And you recorded that at Arden Studios in Memphis.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, the producer, Patrick Tay Fleming, is actually here tonight. Everybody get up for Patrick. What's up, Patrick? Is that you back there? Yeah. He's very humble. Patrick, I wanted him to produce a record for me, and so I said, hey, here's how much money I have to make a record. You make all the decisions from here on out. And so I found out we were going to go to Memphis. I found out he even told us what hotel to stay in, and it was a terrible, terrible decision. It was a terrible hotel. We got a commissioned portrait of the band done by Lamar Sorrento, who's like a famous Memphis painter, great visual artist, and he even included the quality in our portrait in the background, and it has needles, knives, and a red light on the top of it in the painting. So that's his. He knew the hotel.
And the tour, now this is really exciting. The Italian tour, you're taking off, you said, in a few days for that. And that's a month-long tour with 26, I counted them, 26 one-night stands, is that correct?
Yeah.
Are you going for a record, or what is, how did this happen?
Well, we're trying to make it make money, yeah. So it costs money to get to Italy, obviously. So the more shows we play, the better. So we only have one night off, but It came together because we recorded in January a live album, which is going to come out next year, at the Salisbury House, and Kyle played saxophone on that, and Tina Haas-Finley, who a lot of people around Des Moines know as just an amazing vocalist, sang on it, and they have this amazing grand piano there. There's a whole story. It's really great. Everybody go to the Salisbury House if you're in Des Moines. Amazing place. And so we had this album, and it just worked out through a relationship that we developed through Maximum Ames Records, with a booking agency in Italy that was interested in bringing like what we had put on this live album into a bunch of little like places in Italy. Yeah.
Well, have fun over there in
Thanks.
Italy. And now, without any further ado, it's Christopher the Conquered.
All right, cool. Yeah, we're going to play music. Thanks, Mark. Thanks, everybody, for coming. We're going to play some songs off our new record. I hope you like them.
I could have stood up, I could have spoke my mind. I could have changed the world if I'd only made the time. But there won't be much to say on my final day. You know, I tried to keep it real, I tried to break some ground. I tried to blow the mind of every man I found. But there won't be much to say on my final day. No, there won't be much to say when my wheels have spun. No, there won't be much to say when my final showing has begun. No, there won't be much to say. Oh, when my time has come to an end. Oh, there won't be much to say. much to say on my final day. Yeah. So I try to write it down so I won't forget. When I read it back, you know it doesn't make sense. So there won't be much to say on my final day. No, there won't be much to say when my sun has set. No, there won't be much to say when my God I have met. No, there won't be much to say. Oh, when he forgets my name. Into my bed again. No, there won't be much to say. Thank you very much. What's the name of the town where the train stopped? They call it Denver. Or maybe it was Salt Lake or Omaha. But I ain't never seen a town like the one I see. Now in this place there's a road, you know, it's going right down the middle. Children are working so hard, yeah, they're scrubbing down those walls while the leaves, they grow and change colors too and eventually fall. So tell me, what's the name of the town where the train stopped last night? Oh, what do they call it? Do they call it Chicago? Nah, nah, nah. Or maybe it was Madison or St. For something sweeter, Any trump piano stood tall and men sat upon him. And all those men cried out, you gotta open all the doors, we wanna let all the people hear, yeah. Pretty soon you'll join in on Hark the Herald Angels sing. All right now, what's the name of the town where the train stopped last night? Oh, what do they call it? Do they call it New Orleans? I don't think so. Oh, maybe it was Little Rock or Columbia. I'm talking about Missouri. I ain't never seen a town like the one I saw. All right now. I ain't never seen a town like the one I saw. So I woke up this morning and I called my friend. I said, hey, I don't think I can meet today. And she said, that's all right, man. It's cool. I understand. What? You smell something coming in on the wind or something? I said, I had this most exotic stop on the Z line last night. Everyone I knew and you were there too. Yeah, you were looking real good. So what's the name of the town where the train stopped last night? Oh, what do they call it? Do they call it? You gotta stop and take a look around and just decide, man, that this is where you are. And so maybe right now, this moment that I'm creating, tomorrow I'm gonna think back and be like, that's where I was. And that's why I say, maybe this town is the one.
Cool. Thank you very much. If you're listening out there on the radio right now, you're listening to me. My name's Christopher. We are Christopher the Conquered, and we're playing at the Des Moines Social Club in Des Moines, Iowa. And thanks to Studio One for having us and the basement bar here at the Des Moines Social Club. So if you're ever in Des Moines, come hang out at this really great space, and just thank you so much for listening to us. And for everybody that's here in the audience, thank you for coming. And how about everybody here, why don't we all together say hello to all of our fellow Iowans and people that are driving through on the interstate. Maybe actually, I bet there's a lot of people driving through on the interstate right now that are tuning in that maybe have never been to Iowa before, so we should make them feel some love by saying, hi, we're from Iowa, all together, okay? Here we go.
Hi, we're from Iowa.
Welcome.
Cool.
This is like I said, we're playing a bunch of songs from our album that's coming out next year, so I hope you like it, because otherwise I'm just completely deterring you from buying a copy, which is going to be bad for our business plan.
Everybody reigns, it's how we deal with pain. You know God invented crying so that we would go on trying. If you really let it out, pour it all into a shout. Well, you always feel so mellow when you got a salty pillow. And if you take issue, you should also grab a tissue. Cause when your cheeks get hotter, well, your eyes are filled with water. And if it just don't stop, you can always blow your top. But so later, gotta face it, but raining does erase it. Alright, Kyle, now. Everybody's pores, it's how they ask for more. she sees you dripping, it'll send her heart a tripping. She'll be jumping and back living just to have you back again. Oh. You know who'll always be around this little gray cloud. That's me. To rain on you. It's gonna rain on you.
Always wanted to do that.
Hey! All right.
Cool. I've been, last year I did this series of where videos on YouTube. It's on Maximum Ames TV, which is our record label you can check out. And I recorded a different cover song every week, and some of them are just really lo-fi and by myself at with my iPhone or whatever, and some of them are a little bit cooler looking, but there's a bunch of them, and it was a really good process because I got to like dig into how a lot of my favorite songs were written and what the real meat and substance of those songs are by having to learn them myself rather than just listening to them. So since then, I've gotten really into just trying to throw in a song or two that I really love into every set, which I never really did before, and it's really fun. So this is one of them. It's a song by Alicia Keys. If I ain't got you. Some people live for the fortune, and some people they just live for the fame. Some people live for the power, some they just live to play the game. Some people think that the physical things define what's within. But I've been there before, and that life is a bore, so full of the superficial. If I ain't got you. Some people, they're searching for a fountain, yeah, and it promises forever, yeah. Some people need a dozen roses, yeah, and that's the only way to show your love on. Oh, you go on and hand me the world on a silver platter, and tell me what good would it be, oh, with no one to share, no one to truth. Whoa, 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 yeah.
T-H-I-N-G thing. I F if I I D O N apostrophe T G O T.
See, you're watching me, and you're like, oh, he's up there singing a song, and he's thinking about the song, but actually, the entire time, I'm just going through the motions and deciding, when should I put the hat on now? Or put it on in a minute. So you just witnessed a watershed moment in this set. I'm not going to compare it to climate change or anything, but the hat is officially on. I will not talk to my friends anymore. I'll never call my mom or my dad. Sorry, Mom. My mother's here tonight. If you don't hear from me, I won't be home for Christmas again. No, jealous young guys, oh, they're gonna look at me as I gracefully dance from coast to coast. I'll take their girlfriends back to hotel rooms, oh, but I'm not that famous. But whether you're sitting here in the basement or listening while you're driving your car or doing your dishes or whatever you're doing out there in Radio Land, fellas, every fella in the state of Iowa or in the Iowa Public Radio listening radius, be warned, because Christopher the Conqueror is coming for your girlfriend. And it's gonna sound just like this when it happens. True story. Thank you very much. Cool.
Thank you.
supposed to remind y'all listening out there, tuning in, that you're listening to me, Christopher the Conquered, live from the basement at the Des Moines Social Club. And we've got a bunch of friendly Iowans here to say hi. Say hi! We hope you're having a nice night, and, you know.
All right, if the Christians are right and Jesus falls from the sky, when people in Africa discontinue to die, when politicians and preachers and talk show hosts like Mark Simmet never lie, that's when I'll stop loving you. Yeah, and I love you a lot. When the leading cause of death in America ceases to be heart disease, when parents stop asking what's the magic word and children reply, please. Oh, and everybody stops saying bless you when you sneeze. That's when I'll stop loving you. All right. Okay, let's try this next one, all right? When the number one song on the pop charts is actually good, and it makes you feel all right inside, like good pop songs should. Oh, on the day that your true love returns, just like he promised that he wouldn't. Show me what it's like to love. Going to D-I-E-D-I-Y quite soon, and furthermore recognize it doesn't have to be scary. Oh, after all, what are we really doing with our tick-a-tick-a-tickety-tock-tock time? Oh, I'll spend mine. This is the important part of this song, right? I'll spend mine.
Sir, I'm so glad that I can say to you right now that I'm going to spend mine loving, 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 loving you. A new song that's on a song that Patrick Tate Fleming also produced in his basement, not quite as fancy as Ardent, but it sounds pretty cool, so that's out there too. It's called I'll Stop Loving You. These nice guys are recording video here, and they asked if they could set this here, so I think that's where it was. got a couple more songs for you listening out there. And then since you all actually got off your couches or whatever, we'll play a couple extra songs. So please make sure you're buying some drinks and tipping your bartenders well. This is the way that a place like this keeps running, is with a little cash support. So I don't know if your PBR is tax deductible, but my accountant says it is. I'm gonna play a couple more songs off our new album here, okay?
I sit down at this piano and I press down on the key. You know the notes ring out so clear, but they never get inside me. So I let my mouth open and I make the words, oh, the words come out. I sing the steps to the church, I must be broken, 'cause I've not seen a soul come down. And I guess my heart's out of tune again. Master, and I said, hey, do you still have that key? He said, you know, I haven't had a mind for that thing. Oh, since you took it upon yourself to walk out on me. Oh, and so I cried out, please, oh. Master, please, could you check all your cupboards, check all your drawers for me? He said, son, I'm gonna hang up now. And I guess my heart's out of tune again. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh. Receiver. I let my hands on my hands cover my face. I cried out, you knew I could never be a believer. So why you gotta let a man like that have a run of this place? Oh, oh, and then she opened up, I said, you can call back your master. Oh, you can call him right up and give him this message from me. Yeah, yeah. Oh, tell him. Oh, tell him. Oh, that it's you, my Lord, who would never be free. wanna know what free means. And heaven will be the lamp for the genie.
I do want to take a minute here before we play our very last song for our radio audience to say that my name is Christopher, and we are Christopher the Conquered. Kyle Gowan is playing tenor saxophone tonight. Yeah. All right, it's going to be very nice. I told Kyle that if he didn't get 90% of the notes right, then his plane ticket to Italy is actually refundable. I did that, so it's nice. 89 right now, so just get the average like right up there. 91, you'll be good. You would actually be doing really good if we were on a curved grading scale because of our next player, Dan Kripke on the bass guitar. Give it up for Dan. If you're out there listening, Dan's going to be playing a great show right after this. If you're in the Ames area, head down to DG's Tap House because he's going to be playing up there, and the Maytags are playing, Dustin Smith's great new band, and Jordan Mayland, and I'm not exactly sure who all else, but it's going to be good. And last, but definitely not least, the man with the wind chimes, Drew Salem. Please give it up for Drew back there. I know you're thinking that it was narcissistic of me to angle all the lights onto me, but actually, I was just trying to keep Drew from sweating. So you're welcome. My album is called I'm Giving Up on Rock and Roll. It's absolutely the biggest thing that I've ever gotten to do in my life. I am so grateful for everybody that's been a part of it. It's been a really long, extensive process, and I feel like it's something important, or at least the one thing that I messed up the least so far. And I'm turning 30 this year, so I'm excited about that. But this is the title track from the album, I'm Giving Up on Rock and Roll. Thank you so much. It's falling apart, I can't feel a thing, and it's breaking my heart. You know, it makes me so sad, I can't feel as bad as I used to. I got a lot of ideas how great the world could be, but none of them have got a thing to do with me. You know, getting up in front of you and going out of control. Favor, I'll never sing again to try to make you want me or convince you that I could be your savior. They say, hey man, kick your leg, and they say, come on, come on, come on, come on now, shake it, yeah, and bail us out a high one. We know you can make it up there, yeah, yeah, oh. And I'm not giving up on you, and I ain't lost my soul, I hope. It's just giving up on rock and roll. And in case you didn't hear me correctly, I'll say it again. I'm giving up on rock and roll. We'll be right back.
la 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 la.
All right, yeah. I'm giving up on rock and roll and don't do nothing for my soul no more. I said I'm giving up rock and roll. All
right, I'll say it again, man, yeah.
It goes like this, yeah. That's it. I'm giving up on a rock and roll. It don't do nothing for my soul no more. I said, I'm giving up on rock and roll.
All right, I'm just gonna take that one by myself, okay? I hope you liked it a lot. Hey, hey, one, two, three, four.
Christopher the Conquered, live. Very live. Studio One, Iowa Public Radio, live in the basement. Thanks to the Des Moines Social Club for having us. I'm Mark Simmet. Thanks for mentioning my name, Chris.
Oh, yeah, thanks. We all think the highest of you, Mark.
Appreciate that. Thanks to Phil Moss, our technical producer, also Scarlett Cerna, Tony Daner, Al Scherz. And thanks, it's great audience. Making this thing sound really live. And you're listening to Studio One.
Cool. All right, now that we're off the air, we can do the real stuff. All right. Hope we're off, yeah. I wanted to push it right to the edge. Sorry, Mark. I bet we're off. we're just going to play a couple more songs for you while we're here. And yeah, I think you can say that word maybe once a day on the air. Something like that. Okay, anyway, I just want to play a couple more songs for you. We're actually just going to do two songs that I'm really digging right now. They're not songs I wrote. The first one is a song by Bob Dylan, and just Kyle's going to join me. I'll let these guys take a break, but only if Drew will get me some water while he's gone. And I've been digging this song a lot. Thank you, Drew. I've been digging this song a lot lately because when you're traveling every day, which I've been thinking about because we're going to be doing, going back on tour for the second time this year, sometimes you wish you could stay because you make really good friends or whatever, but that's not what you do. But I usually forget about it within a day anyway, which is maybe for the person that had to stay, but that's also just how it goes. But anyway, sometimes there's people you don't want to leave, and so that's sad, and this song is about that. Throw my ticket out the window. Throw my suitcase out there too. Throw my troubles out the door. I don't need them anymore. 'Cause tonight I'll be staying here with you. Should have left this town this morning, but it was more than I could do. Oh, your love comes on so strong, and I've waited all day long for tonight when I'd be staying here. Is it really any wonder? The love that a stranger might receive. You cast your spell and I went under. Is it really any wonder? The love that a stranger might receive. You cast your spell and I went under. Troubles out the door. I don't need them anymore.
'cause tonight I'll be staying here with you. Tonight I'll be staying here with you.
Thanks. That's a song by Bob Dylan. It's the last song on Nashville Skyline. I highly suggest you buy it on whatever format you would like. This next song is a song off Tom Waits' Closing Time, and it's not Closing Time, but it's Closing Time for our set. So I do appreciate you all coming out and supporting us. We have our last record that I made with the Black Gold Brass Band here on vinyl and CD, and I have new t-shirts, which you can get your own name on, and cool little knickknacks and stuff. I would love to sell you something so that I can have a little bit more money to hopefully not die in Italy. So thank you. You think it's a joke, but it's just right on the line of whether I'm going to be allowed to leave for not paying for a rental car. Tina Haas Finley, who sings on that my live album that's coming out, gave me vocal lessons too this year, which is really illuminating, and I feel much. I'm really grateful to her for that time that she spent with me. However, I feel that as I've become more aware of all my faults, thanks to her, that I have gotten a lot better. And as my my singing and ability and my tone and my enunciation and my breath control all improves, my witty banter just linearly dies with it. So I'm trading, but we're just focusing on songwriting these days, I guess. Okay. And this is one I didn't write, okay? If you see anybody in this room that you're kind of sexually attracted to, you should talk to them.
Well, I hope that I don't fall in love with you, 'cause falling in love just makes me blue. Music plays and you display your heart for me to see. I had a beer and now I hear you calling out to me. And I hope that I don't fall in love with you. Now this room is crowded and there are people everywhere, and I wonder, should I offer you a chair? Well, if you sit down with this old clown, take that frown and break it before the evening's gone away, I think that we could make it. And I hope that I don't fall in love with you. Now the night does funny things inside a man. All these old tomcat feelings you don't understand. You can't. Turn around to look at you, and you light a cigarette. I wish I had the guts to bum one, but we've never met. Oh, and I hope that I don't fall in love, yeah, with you. Lonesome, just like me. Pretty soon it's gonna get pretty late, so maybe you're pretty and maybe you kinda like a little company. Oh, I turn around. you're with, he's up and split. The chair next to you's free. Oh, and I hope that you don't fall in love with me. It's closing time. The music's fading out. Last call for drinks.
Hey, I'll have another stout.
Oh, turn around to look at you. You look back at me. But then I realize that it's only in my dreams.
Everybody for listening. I hope that you had a nice time. We're gonna hang out and drink some beers and other fine liquors. Tip your bartenders.